The mine will be on private land, the mill will be on private land, but the tailings will end up being on public land. And there are more than a few people that question why the waste material from it should have to go on public land. I'm Scott Wood. I used to be the forest archaeologist on the Tonnerre National Forest. Retired about a year ago. Alright, let's just take a quick tour around the place to give you an idea of what all is involved. The tailings area, as they proposed it, is almost 5,000 acres. It's going to be a very large tailings pond, which will become a tailings pile out in the forest. And tailings aren't good things. It's basically a kind of white, powdery stuff. It's dusty, it's nasty, and it's full of toxic minerals, you know, little silica spicules. It's not good to breathe. It basically takes away a lot of landscape. It interferes with wildlife movement, takes away recreation opportunities. So it's gonna have quite an impact on the way people use the area, the way the animals use the area, and it's always got the potential of, you know, leaking into the groundwater. Not the best of roads. All right, this is a pretty neat spot, and we are inside the tailings pile here. So whatever is right here is going to get destroyed. If you want, we can kind of walk over and take a look at this. It's pretty neat. It's kind of unique in a lot of ways. You don't often get to see saguaros and cottonwoods and willows growing together in the same place. It's a little rocky getting down here. This is one of the more important little spots inside the tailings area. And in this part of the world, springs are hard to come by. Especially nowadays. Water tables are dropping out here like mad. A lot of folks have been having to redig their wells because we're losing water table, the drought. So a place like this, these become critical for wildlife in the area. Of course, if it's covered with 500 feet of tailings, there won't be any wildlife right here. They'll all have to be somewhere else. But there aren't that many good waters out in this part of the forest. Yeah, I like this little spot a lot. There's some really nice archaeological sites out here too. Pit house sites, small settlements, farming settlements, a lot of evidence of farming, terraces and check dams, things like that. Hardly anybody even knows about the fact that they're going to have to dump tailings all over the place out here. Maybe a lot of people don't think about the desert as being an important place, but some of us do. And certainly the wildlife does, and the tribes that used to live here do. 5,000 acres of public land is a lot of land. I think it's certainly a topic worth some public discussion.